Number 25, where the Hebrew writer says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And if you're like me and you've been in the Church of Christ for any length of time, you have heard preachers preach Hebrews 10:25 to admonish and encourage members to come back on Sunday for Sunday evening worship. And as I look around, I don't know how effective it has been. And while I believe we, as Christians, we should attend all services as are feasible, I'm not so certain that this verse will help to prove that you ought to come back on Sunday night. If we consider the context of this verse and these verses, I think we see something more than just not attending Sunday evening service. What is pictured by the Hebrew writer is a blatant abandonment of assembling. A desertion from the assembly, a neglect to meet with the assembly. For some of these Hebrew Christians had forsaken the assembling of themselves together. And I have to ask, why did they abandon, desert, and neglect the assembling of the saints? And as you look at the Hebrew epistle, it is divided. The first 10 chapters deal with teaching of God. And it also, these last chapter 10, verses 19, deals with, through the end of the book, deals with the practical. So as I look through those first 10 chapters, and I'm going to give you an overview of why they perhaps had abandoned and forsaken, neglected the assembly. In chapter 1, we see that the Hebrew writer had to tell them, God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. And so perhaps they were still caught up in listening to the prophets and forsook to listen to the Son. And so one of the reasons that they perhaps abandoned the assembly is because they were too interested in what the prophets said, but they didn't understand that the prophets pointed to the Son. Not only were they listening to other messages, they were looking at angelic beings. They were so focused on angelic beings that the Hebrew writer had to tell them that Jesus, in comparison to the angels, is far greater than they. And so instead of being concerned about angelic beings, they needed to be fixated on Jesus. Then in Hebrews chapter 3, they wanted to keep dwelling in Moses' house.